That's Wanda Jackson there, and let's have a party. It always sounds a good idea, doesn't it? But if you're talking about even beach parties and things like that, well, we're going to be talking to a gentleman in just a moment who can give you lots of advice on beach safety, because we must all respect the sea. That's so important. And this time on a Monday, as part of our series
Anglia
In Focus,
we like to talk to people across the East Anglian region about the various services which they provide. And I'm hoping now that on the line is going to be John Fox, who's the coxswain of the Lowestoft RNLI lifeboat down there at Heritage Quay. Good morning to you, John.
Yeah, good morning. How are you keeping?
Yes, how are you? All right?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Very well.
Now, you're in a wonderful location, being there, you know, right, literally, off the coast as such, because you're at the end of the pier there, aren't you?
That's correct. We're in the Royal Norfolk and Suffolk Yacht Basin, tucked away in the corner, alongside the Heritage Quay, where the Mincalla fishing vessel is moored, and the Excelsior.
Yes, now I was actually visiting the Mincalla as well last week while I was having a few days down in Lowestoft, and very enjoyable it was. Now, we're going into your very busy period, aren't we? Another month or so, and we'll be into school holidays and lots of people going on summer holidays and getting onto the beaches and things like that. What are the main sort of things that they need to take into consideration when it comes down to safety?
Well, just be aware. They're nice and warm now. The sea is still quite cool this time of year. So when you first, if you were to run straight in, that's probably going to take your breath away. We're very fortunate here at Lowestoft. We have lifeguarded beaches, both sides of the Claremont Pier. So if you're a little bit unsure of anything, the key is to swim near the lifeguards. The lifeguards are already on the Lowestoft South Beach. And within the next few weeks, they'll be on the north. So if you're unsure at all, swim where the lifeguards are and in between their flags, and they'll keep an eye on you.
Yeah, very good advice there. Now, I know that you provide wonderful services, literally 365 days a year. Now, a lot of the funding for the RNLI, I think there's some 93% of all the RNLI income, as I understand it, comes from donations.
Yes, correct. It's all donated, yeah, donations and legacies. So everything, so the ladies down in the RNLI shop, they sell some bits and pieces, but all the rest is raised through charitable events.
Now, I'd imagine it's got to be a very expensive operation to have a lifeboat station anywhere around the coast, and to keep up to date with the latest technology. And I know down there in Lowestoft, you've got a fantastic craft down there, haven't you?
Yeah, we have a Shannon-class lifeboat. These are built by the RNLI themselves. We have quite an early one. Ours is number 5, just as a matter of interest. Whitby's new lifeboat passed through here on Friday, and she's number 49 of the Shannon-class fleet. But the Shannon is a water jet boat, very similar to which the KNRM use, the Dutch lifeboat service, but that's the first class of boat in the institution that uses water jets for propulsion.
That sounds fantastic, that does. So no propellers as such, as we would call them. It's all done by water jet. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, there's so instead of the propeller, you have a thing called a nozzle, two nozzles and two deflectors or buckets which go over the nozzle, so the engines through the gearbox basically run a big pump, and that sucks water in and pushes it out of the nozzle. And depending on where you have your buckets, your deflectors, as to how you maneuver the boat, and they are very, very maneuverable. You know, you can make a water jet boat move sideways with no problem at all. So it's very handy at sea and very handy in the marina, especially when the marina is busy. You know, you can maneuver around slightly easier than we could with our old boat, with just the two propellers.
It sounds a wonderful craft, that I must admit. Now, over the last year or so, I think in general, and this is around the coast basically, that lifeboats have been launched over 9,000 times. That's a lot of launches to help a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I mean, some places are famously busy. We're about average here at Lowestoft. Our launches, as I say, Most of ours is for craft. You know, we do go occasionally for people, but mostly craft here at Lowestoft.
Now, the people who obviously come onto the lifeboat itself, I think they're all volunteers, aren't they? What's the training like for people wanting to join the RNLI?
Well, the training is all very good, all supplied by the institution. So if you're interested in joining a lifeboat crew, you'd go and approach the station. If there's a position, they can take you for some acquaintance trips to see if you're gonna how you're gonna get on, see if you're gonna like it. And then if all goes well, you'll be enrolled so that you're covered by the institution to go to sea. So you just have to have a an application form in, and then they run a thing called a competency-based framework. So you have a certain amount of time to complete certain modules of training. And also, at some point, you'd probably go down to Poole to do a course down there at Poole at their college. The institution have a college down at Poole, down at their headquarters, where they do like basic sea survival. Well, they do all sorts of training. Every course you could imagine is done down there. But for the new crew, it'd be like a basic sea survival course, I believe, and basic pyrotechnics and stuff like that.
Now, can we give out first of all some details for people wanting to find out more about the RNLI in general terms? How do they do that? What's the best course of action to contact you?
Well, as always these days, the best way is to go onto the internet, look at the website. You can search for the stations if you wish, or you can look in general, and all the contact information is on there.
Okay, I'll ask you to reiterate that again in a few moments' time. But to come back to the actual training at the college and everything else, is it a case of you have special craft down there at Poole in Dorset where the training can actually take place, or are they actually on operational lifeboats?
Well, no, the training will all be done on an operation. So say, for example, if you're at Lowestoft, you do all your training at Lowestoft apart from the one course. To enrol as a crewman, or crew person, I should say. And then once you'd enrolled as crew, if you wanted to carry on your training, there are different routes. You could go down the navigation, or machinery, or indeed the coxswain side of things. So once you've built some experience up, and you just carry on your training as much as you'd like to do. Really. But the bulk of it would be done. They do run specific courses down at Poole. Obviously, that's an expensive thing to get somebody down to Poole and put them up for the week. But the institution do that. The training is first-class training.
I'm sure it is. Now, the RNLI itself, and a lot of people don't appreciate this, I'm sure, literally goes back to about 1824. So you've been saving lives and looking after folks from a safety point of view ever since then. That's quite a record, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's 200 years next year. At Lowestoft itself, has been a lifeboat at Lowestoft, I believe, since about 1801. So there's been a boat here for a very long time. But the institution was formed 1824, so that's the 200-year anniversary next year.
Brilliant. I bet there's quite extensive celebrations, isn't there?
I would imagine so, Mark. Yeah, I would imagine so.
Now, can we talk about the local area once again, the Lowestoft general area? And as I've mentioned at the start of this interview, we've got the school holidays, the summer holidays coming along, and it's obviously a very busy time for the RNLI. So give us that safety information again. What should people do to stay safe when they're at the seaside?
Well, one thing specific to Lowestoft now is that there is a sandbar that shows at low water. If you have a spring tide and exceptionally low water, you'll see a sandbar which appears to be very close to the beach. Now, also, just the other side of that sandbar, specific moment, they've knocked in two towers, which are kittiwake nesting birds. Okay. Now, if you're standing on the beach, these probably look quite achievable targets to paddle to or swim to, but that's not the case. If the sand is showing, it's because there's a tide. And if there's a spring tide, there's a lot of current flow. So even if you're a good swimmer, by the time you have swum to the sandbar to come back, the tide will probably be away. So, you know, that's not an easy feat. I can understand why that's tempting, and I can understand why people do it. The last year when we had an exceptionally low tide, there were several boats out we ourselves right and picked a couple of people up. You know, don't be tempted to go out there. You know, I can see the appeal of going, but it can be quite dangerous. And if you're unsure on the beach, as they say, swim between the lifeguard flags, because the guards are down on the beach and they'll keep an eye on you.
Yeah, wonderful advice. Now, I was going to ask you about those, actually, because I did notice these structures out at sea, and I was very curious to know what they were all about. So I'm pleased that you brought that up and you brought that into the conversation for people not to approach them as such.
Well, although they look quite close, you know, by the time you get there, bearing in mind you've got to get back, you know, they're a fair distance offshore. They really are.
Yeah, they certainly are. Now, the actual shop that you've got there, obviously very important, again, for fundraising for the RNLI. Is that open every day?
Yeah, the shop is open every day. There's quite a little bit of disturbance going on down there at the moment because they're building a new flood wall around the pier. So although it may appear that it's all fenced off, that isn't. You know, people can gain access down there. Just walk around the side of the fence, and there are workmen down there who will show you where to go. So the pier is still open, although it might appear to be closed. But the works are all to do with the new flood wall. But the shop is open every day.
Well, that's good news then, and important funds for the RNLI. Now, do you have, can I say, if this is the right word, training days where you possibly go out to sea, not on a call out, but just to sort of make sure that everything's working correctly and that all the crew is everything else? Do you have trips out to the sea with your crew each week?
Yes, yeah. At Lowestoft here, we go on a Sunday morning. We exercise every Sunday morning. We sail at 10, we come back around midday, apart from the first Sunday of each month, and then we go out on the Monday evening. And so through the winter, we exercise in the dark as well as the daylight.
Yes, because that must bring a whole new dimension to it once we get into the latter part of the year when it being dark.
Yeah, massively so. And so far this year, the majority of our calls have been at night, so you do need to exercise in the dark, and it is completely different night time for sure.
Certainly would sound it. Now, can we give out that contact information once again, John, for people wanting to find out more about the RNLI lifeboat station at Royal Plain in Lowestoft?
Yeah, the best approach is to go online, go onto the RNLI's website, and say you can search the stations individually or the whole organisation. Everything you need to know is on there. And there are contact email addresses on there as well.
Thanks a lot, John, for joining us live on East Point Radio today. It's been very informative as always, and I always enjoy having a chat with you to find out, you know, the latest situation as we approach yet another summer season. So many thanks for joining us on the radio today.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There, we've been talking to John Fox, who's the coxswain of the Lowestoft RNLI lifeboat. So very useful information there. Bear it in mind, and I mean, safety is everything, particularly when you're anywhere near the sea, isn't it? You've got to be very careful.